for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions in Hixson, Tennessee. I am Aaron Broughton, your host for today. With me today, we have the pleasure of having Pastor Sam, who actually works with the Russian-speaking people. And Pastor Sam was one of the speakers at our four-day focus of Jewish missions that was held at our headquarters at IBJM in Tennessee. It's a delight to have you with us on the program, Sam.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, thanks. Thanks for coming in. Well, today we'd like to talk about a very important topic, something that's precious, I know, to your heart as well as to mine, is the issue of discipleship. Let me just read a passage of Scripture as we begin. This is what we know as the Great Commission from Matthew 28. The Bible reads, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." This is such a precious command. But Sam, as we talk about this command, the Great Commission, who is this command for?
I believe that this command is to every Christian. Everyone who is a believer in Christ is commanded to do these things.
And so here we are even now in the 21st century, and let's talk about what is biblical discipleship then?
Discipleship is helping that new believer, starting with where he's at now, to grow into the image of a mature man in Jesus Christ.
And I think, too, is not just for new Christians, but I think even now, I mean, I've been a believer now for about 30 years myself, and I'm still growing. And so I think there's a continual need, wouldn't you say, about being involved in this training?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a lifelong process.
Mm-hmm. You know, you've had experience and understanding a little bit of Jewish culture, but looking back in ancient history, even during the time of Jesus, you know, the idea of a disciple was someone who literally followed in the footsteps of his mentor.
Well, in the ancient world, in Jewish culture and in others' cultures as well, it was a very common thing. We have something that's like an apprenticeship that sometimes we talk about. But a disciple would come to a master or a teacher and say, "Can I be your disciple? I want to learn from you. I want to be like you." And the master of whatever it was, whether we're talking about a trade or a teacher or a religious leader, whoever it was, and in our case would say, Jesus Christ, those disciples would come and he would receive them. And it would be more than just teaching them a series of 13 lessons or something of that nature. If they would live with him, listen to him, they would hear his teaching, but they would see his life. And they would understand not only what he said, but the spirit in which it was said, and the heart that drove the things that he said. And by coming to know him better, they would become more like him.
So it was really a life-touching life type of living.
Very much so.
Yeah. And so when Jesus is giving his command here to go into all the world, I mean, that's an enormous amount. And here we are today, what, well over 7 billion people in this world. What a huge task we have in front of us.
Well, we do have a huge task in front of us, but if we understand it as life-touching life, I don't have any good plans for reaching 7 billion people. But if each one of us will reach one person, and then that person that we'll disciple them, help them to grow to the place where they can share their faith and they reach another person, a chain reaction can be begun that in fairly short order will spread around the world. The whole issue is that each one of us is active to share our faith, and then we're talking about discipleship today, helping those people that we win to grow in Christ to where they also can share their faith and reproduce. And if we will do that, then winning the world becomes a very manageable task if Christians will just share their faith and then disciple the next generation that they would do the same.
Amen. And I think Jesus' promise is here at the end. As we do that, this model is something that Jesus himself taught and lived. He says, "I'm going to be with you always until the end of this world, until the end of the age." And what a comforting thought it is to know that.
Oh, yeah, very much so. When he called the disciples, there's a verse in Mark where it says he called them to be with him and to preach the gospel. And I think a lot of times we take the second and forget the first.
Amen. Amen. Well, these are definitely good thoughts and good words. And we challenge those in our audience to be involved in discipling, getting involved in the Word of God. We just want to thank Sam. Thank you for coming into our studio again today.
It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.